You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, Mansfield lawmakers will likely decide on cannabis dispensaries tonight. Before we jump in, we're excited to highlight Heart of Ohio Athletics. Alyssa Slowey, owner of Heart of Ohio Athletics, shares a bit about the history of the business.
My name is Alyssa Slowey. I am the owner of Heart of Ohio Athletics, and we are located in Belleville, Ohio. So we opened in January 6th of 2020. Of course, right before COVID, so it was the worst time to ever start a business. Definitely a challenging time, but an exciting time until it was more scary than anything. So we started out in a very small space. It was about 2,000 square feet and just not much space at all. We ended up having 150 kids our first month of running classes and everything. That's when I realized I really needed to find a bigger space. So we started on the hunt for that while we were still open. And then after 2 months, we ended up having to close down. And that was pretty scary for me. First time business owner. I have all these interested students for classes. And then I wondered what was going to happen. Am I going to make it through this time? Am I going to fail? But really for me, at that point in my life, like, failure is not an option for me. This has always been a part of my life. Gymnastics has, and I never saw myself doing anything else other than what I do right now. I started coaching at 15 years old. I coached at Gallagher's Field of Dreams, and then I ended up coaching for Spirit Ohio for 12 years, and they ended up closing down when I was pregnant with my first daughter. She's now 6 years old. So during that time, I only did choreography. I coached and all that. And then they closed down kind of out of nowhere. And so even before they closed, I had many people telling me, you need to open your own gym. This is your path. We know this is what you need to do. But I was also in school at that time to be a physical therapist assistant. And so I went off and I was a physical therapist assistant for 5 years, and I liked it. I loved being with my patients. I loved caring after those in the nursing home that I worked at and the hospital that I worked at, but it just wasn't fulfilling to me in a way that I wanted to spend the rest of my life. So after I was done being a physical therapist assistant, I was actually let go because of the Medicare changes and everything, and they had me down to about 10 hours a week, and then it was nothing because they weren't covering costs and whatnot for therapy. So at that point, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Here I am, pregnant, and I'm not sure where to go from here. And my husband looked at me. He's like, you know, you just need to open a gym. I was like, well, how are we going to do that? Because it costs a lot of money to open a gym. And he put all of his savings into my dream. And here we are now. So thank God for some motivation from my husband, as well as him believing in me. But from going from a small sanctuary to we now own the whole building. So it was the old Dardent Center. And now it is Heart of Ohio Athletics. But we right now have 370 students come in a week. We've served over 2,100 students in the last 4 years. We have high school cheerleading come in. We have college cheerleaders come in. From having nothing to as far as experience from our athletes, we have, as of last year, we sent our girls to regionals, and we have 43 regional titles. And those are also top 10 out of the region 5 in gymnastics, which is Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Kentucky. So girls who have never competed before, they're now in their second season and are winning regional titles is outstanding to me. I never dreamed that would happen in my second year with a team. So as far as what inspired me to do this, again, I coached since I was 15 years old. I did gymnastics as a child as well, from 8 years old till I was 11 and a half. I went from the very beginner level, and I was pushed to top level, which is level 10, in those four seasons. But really, what inspired me was just everybody else's belief in me. I feel like gymnastics really, it gives you so much confidence in yourself. Gymnastics is all about failing and then fixing it. It's how am I going to make this skill better? But it translates into real life as how am I going to make my life better? Like, what can I do different? What can I fix? I'm going to own what mistakes I do, but also I'm going to fix those mistakes. And I mean, again, most importantly, my husband believed in me. So that really inspired me to go through with everything. And obviously the love of the sport. I have a huge passion, very deep passion for the love of gymnastics. Test your physical abilities, but also your mental capabilities. I've had so many kids come in and their parents say, I see a growth in my child like I've never seen. And it'll be after the first month. And it's not just like one kid, like a handful of kids will come in and they're nervous and they won't talk to an adult. And I even had one parent say we were going to have to take my child to a psychologist because she just wasn't coming out of her shell. You know, she's 7 years old. We didn't know what to do. She started cheer. And then they were like, we saw a whole different kid. And so just seeing that, I mean, that only owning a gym, it only deepens my passion for the sport just to see everything that it does for a family. You know, it not only the kid, but the family, their school life, their competence in their artwork, you know, anything like that. It really just grows confidence all around in their life.
You can find Heart of Ohio Athletics at heartofohioathletics.com. And if you're a small business owner eager to share your story, we'd love to hear from you at sales@sourcebrandsolutions.com. Now our feature story. 2 months ago, Cheryl Mayer, a Mansfield City Council representative for the 2nd Ward, raised concerns about the swift scheduling of a vote on a 6-month moratorium on recreational cannabis dispensaries. This vote was introduced by Mayor Jody Perry. Mayer emphasized the need for citizen input, highlighting that the rapid scheduling didn't provide an opportunity to listen to the public's opinion. The initial scheduling error, attributed to a communication issue between the mayor's office and the law director, meant that the vote was set for that very night. Fast forward 2 months, and now every council member has had the chance to hear from their constituents. This evening, the council is expected to vote on this moratorium, which would halt the establishment of recreational marijuana stores in Mansfield for the foreseeable future. A previous vote, scheduled for June 5th, was postponed because at-large Councilwoman Stephanie Zader and Council President Phil Scott were both on vacation. Diaz mentioned his recent visit to an out-of-state recreational cannabis dispensary to understand its operations better. He stated that delaying the vote would ensure all voices and perspectives were considered. The council voted 6-1 in favor of the delay, with the only dissenting vote coming from at-large Councilman David Falquette, who was acting as president pro temp during the meeting. This ongoing issue follows the approval of State Issue 2 by 57% of Ohio voters last November, which allows homegrown cannabis and gives local governments the authority to decide on permitting recreational marijuana dispensaries in their communities. In the past 2 months, the council has heard varied opinions from residents. A representative from the cannabis company projected that a local dispensary could generate $4.3 million in revenue for the city over the next decade. Finance Director Kelly Blankenship noted the potential importance of this revenue, while Police Chief Jason Bamman presented findings indicating a likely increase in property crimes. He emphasized the priority of community safety for law enforcement. Stay tuned for more. Next, some Ohio history. Did you know that Nina West, born Andrew Levitt, is a renowned drag queen, activist, and performer from Columbus? She gained fame on the 11th season of RuPaul's Drag Race, winning Miss Congeniality. Levitt has released 3 records and created the Nina West Fund, which has raised over $2 million for various charities. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember and celebrate the life of Dr. Paul Hickman. Paul was born in Shelby in 1958, and he dedicated his life to education, earning degrees from Ohio Northern University, Bowling Green State University, and a doctorate from Ashland University. His 38-year career spanned teaching and administrative roles, including superintendent positions. An avid motorcyclist and licensed pilot, he cherished family time, especially winters in Florida. He shared his faith passionately and was known for his kindness and integrity. Paul is survived by his wife Julie, children, grandchildren, and siblings. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Paul's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.